Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Other host of the show, Jade of Sacred Womb Healing and Taima of Taima Gems. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How are y'all doing tonight? And be honest, because we already been talking about this little weird energy that's been out this weekend.
It's a lot going on right now. It's a lot.
It's been raining for the last few days over here, so you know it's a little dreary. It's a little gloomy. So the
that's what's happening
really
here
waiting.
In Baltimore. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the topic of the show tonight is chakras, so I guess we can get right into it. Well, first off, I don't want to talk too much about what chakras are because most people know that chakras are. Energy centers or spiritual centers within the body that connects us to the spiritual realm or the universe or whichever name you would like to give it. So with that being said, before we go to any tips or anything, is there anything any one of y'all would like to say on chakras? Yes, no, maybe so. All
right, then. I was like, a lot of people don't realize that you can manifest through your chakra points. You know, they just think that I've heard a lot of people just talk about cleansing. How do you cleanse it? How do you clear your chakras? And that's all that they feel like that it'll just help them balance. But they don't realize that you can actually manifest. So, yeah.
Well,
and I guess we're
going to
get into a little bit of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about that for a second, because as far as cleansing, a lot of people actually don't need to cleanse their chakras. They need to work with their chakras. And that's, you know, a lot of things that people don't realize, that it's not always something that needs to be, excuse me, I just got distracted for a second. It's not something that always needs to be cleansed. It may be something that, you know, to use their chakra, to work with their chakra. A lot of times we think our chakra is blocked, and it's not really a blockage. It's more so, a lot of times it's a buildup of energy that's not being used, and the energy, you know, spirit knows what we need. So that energy is there, built up for what we need in that particular point. But instead of using that energy, we are always trying to clear it. But what do y'all two ladies think on that?
Well, I personally feel like the chakra, like cleansing and clearing, is necessary only to keep your chakras in balance and activated, because if you have a block chakra, then your manifesting power is going to be less. So I guess it would be more so of what you want to call it, because I don't really call it cleansing chakras. I would call it opening and activating.
Hmm.
Would that be considered the same thing in y'all's opinion?
Opening and activating is not necessarily cleansing.
No.
Right.
So,
okay. So
yeah.
Okay, so I would put the emphasis on cleansing your chakras. I put a strong emphasis on opening and activating your chakras.
Energy.
Right.
Making sure the energy is moving.
I agree with that.
Exactly.
I agree with that. And I feel like in addition to that, if you are working with it a lot, that a lot of times it's not, if there becomes that chance of blockage, if you're using it consistently, you won't have that because you are consistently moving the energy. The energy is constantly being moved.
Absolutely. And there are two chakras that are constantly being activated and stimulated is the root chakra as well as the heart chakra. So Dia did a live in the group not too long ago where she spoke about activating the chakras. Basically like skipping some of the chakras when you are activating the chakras. And I understood that because, you know, you can, well, she went into deep, you know, like color therapy and chromotherapy. So,
mm-hmm.
So you guys make sure y'all watch that because she gives a lot more details than what I'm about to tell y'all right now. It is very important to have the root chakra and the heart chakra aligned and balanced, I should say, not open, but definitely balanced, because those two chakras are being constantly used all the time.
Yeah, since we're talking about chakras that are being used all the time, one of the things that a lot of people skip are the minor chakras. We have chakras in our hands, in our feet. There's chakras in our breath.
The ear chakra is not talked about a lot.
The eyes. And these are things that are overlooked. We are constantly, these are things that spiritually, now if we're going to talk about cleanses, these are the areas where I would cleanse the most if we're going to talk about cleansing, because one, our ears are always working, it's always hearing something. Very rarely, nowadays, do we take the time to purposely sit in a place where there's no sound. So our ears are always overworked. Like, we very rarely now sit in silence. Well, normally, for most of us, we're always trying to fill that gap. We're always trying to put something in there instead of sitting in silence. And then with our hands, we use our hands for everything. We use our feet to walk around, to go everywhere. And for women, as far as our breasts, most of the time they're in a bra or in something where it constricts them, where they cannot move. For men, it's their testicles. They're normally and some type of clothing where the testicles cannot move the way that they should. So, and then getting back to women, you know, we have our spanks, we have our girdles, so our stomach is now also restricted. And there's chakras in these areas that need to move and to be, those are the ones I would say need to move and be cleansed the most, are the minor ones that we don't pay attention to. You know, there's ones behind our knees, someone already said the ears. That's right. And there's, you know, there's ovaries. There's our elbows. There's chakras, minor chakras everywhere that we do not pay attention to. And a lot of times it may not be the major chakras that's giving us a problem. The buildup may be in our minor chakras, where the major chakras are trying to give you the energy to do something with, but we keep removing that energy thinking we need to be cleansed, where the actual stagnation is probably in a minor chakra. And that's what needs to be moved, and that's what needs to be worked with. But ladies, what do y'all think about that?
No, I agree with that. Oh, go ahead.
No, I absolutely agree as well. And we are going to get a little bit more into manifesting with the chakras. And when you are using a particular chakra to manifest, you are depleting it of energy, so you're going to want to make sure that you are balancing that chakra. If it's a particular chakra that you're going to be using towards a particular manifestation, so keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's go right into Well, first of all, how about we go into ways to work with the chakra before we get into the manifesting. What are y'all favorite ways to work with your chakra? Y'all know I'm a dial girl, so I'll make a dial for anything. So what are my favorite ways?
That's exactly what I was going to say as well.
I'll make the dial for the chakras in a minute. And I love candles, but I really don't like candles for chakras too much, mainly because it's not as simple as just lighting a candle. Like with a dial, you know you have to work with
the oil
dial. You know you have to meditate, you have to energy on it. But when it comes to a candle, what you say?
I do an oil lamp when I'm doing it, because I can put like stones and different things in there to represent the chakra points or whatever it is that I'm working on. So I'm like you with your doll. I'm like that with oil lamps. I work the hell out of oil lamps. So.
Yeah, you will work the hell out of oil lamps.
But a regular candle, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but chakras is the only thing. The reason why I just stay away from candles from it is because, you know, people see chakra candles in the store, and they'll buy the chakra candle and they'll light it, but they don't know that with lighting a candle, that comes with color therapy and aromatherapy, and it's supposed to go in conjunction with the chakra meditation work or the chakra healer work that you do. But it's not with the candle, it's not the work itself. So it's one of the reasons why I kind of stay away from actual chakra candles, even though I do love me a candle. Y'all know I'll light a candle in a minute. But with that particular work, I normally just stay away from the candles, only because it's only because of the way that it's promoted. It's not as, or with spiritual work in general, it's not as easy as they make it seem. You know, you don't just buy the candle and light it and boom, your chakra is clear. That's not how it works. So, but what do y'all, as far as, you know, working with chakras, what do y'all like to use the most? I know Taim's a doll.
Dolls, but also yoga.
Yes.
But also yoga, there's many different poses that you can do to keep your chakras activated and balanced. Gardening is another way that I work with my chakras, you know, especially my lower chakras. Gardening, getting down into the soil, is a great way to ground yourself and ground those chakras, keep your chakras grounded.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I
have
dance.
Something else.
I love to dance.
Yes.
And that's how I like go through that, whether it's either cleansing for me or the balancing, the activation, as she said. It really does something for me. So I really enjoy to dance. I do.
Yeah, and crystal grids, of course, you guys know in the group I put up a chakra crystal grid. That is one of my favorite ways to work with chakras because you can achieve a distant healing if someone, you have a family member in need of some healing in a particular chakra area, building a crystal grid is a great way to achieve that and help other people with their chakra healing, as well as yourself. Create a crystal grid for yourself, keep it activated and charged, and that will also help you maintain your chakras, as well as the food intake. The foods that I eat, if I am, say, manifesting with a particular chakra, using a particular chakra, say, my root chakra, then I will make sure that I am ingesting a lot of root vegetable or root foods like turmeric and ginger and beets. Those activate and stimulate that chakra and lead to it building more energy so that you will have more manifesting energy. So your foods and the juices and drinks that you are eating, that's another way that I work with my chakras as well, and crystal oils, of course. You know, you make a particular crystal oil for a particular chakra, and you use that, rub it on, anoint that particular chakra area, or you know, anoint the candles. That's another way to make those candles more personal, and so it'll be easier to or better use out of those chakra candles. So crystal oils are another way that I work with my chakras. I work with my chakras a lot. I manifest with my chakras a lot. So, yeah.
Okay. So, let's go right into manifesting with chakras. You could basically manifest anything you want with chakras, be it something material, be it protection, be it, you know, more love for yourself, be it validation for yourself, be it speaking your truth, just having more energy and all, which apparently I need to do because I've been sleeping all weekend. But you could really do manifest anything you want with chakras. So as far as manifesting with chakras, like I said, my favorite way is to use a dial that represents me. So I will make a dial. Now, how you make the dial is up to you. You can use a paper dial and tape a little bit of your hair to it, or you can actually sew a dial, which is my preference. Actually sew the dial and stuff the dial with my bodily concerns via fingernails, toenail clippings, hair, which I normally use hair a lot because that's just the easiest and less stressful to put into a dial. And then, you know, you mark off the chakra centers as far as making a dial. And with that, then you start working with those particular centers within the dial, and you either anoint, like you said, with crystals or crystal oils. I prefer herbs and stuff. One of my favorite herbs, well, it's not an herb, it's a root. One of my favorite roots is ginger. I love working with ginger. I love, anybody who knows me knows I love working with jasmine. I love working with oranges. I love working with cinnamon. I guess you can consider opening up the chakras. For me, it's more so making sure moving the energy around, make sure the energy is flowing and properly going to where it needs to go. And when I say properly going to where it needs to go, it means when I'm saying that, that's the one time where I don't pick where the energy goes. I let spirit move through me, you know, wherever the energy spirit says to go, I let it go, because spirit knows before I know what's going to happen the next week. Even though I may have plans, spirit be like, all right, this may be a plan, but this is the energy you need for it. So I let spirit move the energy where it goes, and then I'll, once I'm done with the dial work, I will take the dial and I'll place it under my pillow. Personally, I actually like it in between the mattress and box spring, directly underneath underneath where I normally sleep, where my spine would be. I'll put the dial there, and then I'll you know, go ahead and take a nap, and I'll sleep over it and let the energy do what it do that way. As far as manifesting, though, how do y'all work with the chakras?
I have done dolls before, but I don't do them like you and Taima does it. I work with the Play-Doh. Like, I will make homemade Play-Doh, and I'll be able to, like, stuff it and do different things with it. And that way, when the Play-Doh hardens and dries, it's there. It's, you know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing to... It's not soft anymore, so you can put it, like, I pretty much will put it in my dresser drawer. So that's what, you know, but when you said you're under your bed, I'm like, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, I don't even know why I didn't think of that, because I always just stick it in my drawer, like, you can stick it in your underwear drawer, wherever, you know, where you have your sensual energy, if you will, from, you know, from your panties or whatever, you know, you can stick it there, or even your shirts where, you know, your heart chakra is that through the energy of it. So I just stick it in my drawer after I have put the energy and everything into what I'm doing or what I'm working on it for whatever reason. It's a little different, but yeah. No.
Okay, as far as the dolls, let me make, like, okay, so whenever you're working with, and I'll get to the dolls really quickly because the dolls tie into this. Whenever you are working with your chakras, you need to have at least some small knowledge on sensing energies. And a great way to sense those energies, and the reason that it's important for you to know or to be able to sense those energies is so that you can one, be able to make sure that the energetic flow is for the through the chakras is clear and that it's flowing fluidly throughout your channels of your body. And I just lost my train of thought. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Okay. Okay, so that's why it's important to be able to sense your energies sense energy and to have that knowledge when you're working with chakras. But an easy way or a good way to work with the dolls and sensing your energy is to use tools such as like a pendulum. And what I do with my dolls is my doll is made particularly for chakras. Oh, what happened here? I think my computer just shut off. But when I make my dolls particularly for the chakras, I will empower crystals, maybe sometimes crystal chips, depending on what size the doll is that I'm making, and I will adhere those to the doll up her spinal in the back, and that way I will hover my pendulum over each chakra crystal on the doll. Once I've charged it and personalized it and so forth, I will use that pendulum to let me know whether my chakra centers or someone else's, if I create that doll for someone else, whether their chakra centers are off. So a great are unbalanced or off,
mm-hmm,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so use the pendulum as a way to sense that energy. If you or you can use the pendulum on your own self, traveling up your chakra centers, up your spine from your root chakra on up to your crown, to see if your chakras are spinning in a strong clockwise direction. Most people's chakras spin in a clockwise direction, but some in rare circumstances have a constant counterclockwise spin. But for most people, you're mm-hmm. still going to need to be able to sense your energy so you can tell whether or not your chakras spin
right.
clockwise.
Right, or there's some kind of stagnicity there.
Know. Yes, that's the reason for this practice as well. You can to learn
yeah.
to sense the energy, and you can use a pendulum. A pendulum is a great tool to help you sense the energy of your chakras and sense energy on any item. And I've shown you guys in plenty of lives, and we had a divination show a while back. So in the group there is plenty of information on energy tools, divination, which a pendulum is one. So y'all go and check and see how to use the pendulum. For sensing energy. So,
you know, another
okay.
great way to sense. Oh, go ahead.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. I would say another great way to sense energy, which is what I tell everybody, if you have nothing else, learn to open up your hand chakras. So what you
mm-hmm.
do is you just take your hands and you rub them together. You take your hands and you rub them together in a circle. And you just keep rubbing together a circle, and this warms them up. Now, as you do that, you want to start slowly pulling your hands apart from each other, maybe a couple of centimeters at first. And what you want to do is when you start pull your hands apart just a couple of centimeters or even millimeters if you're not used to energy at all, you want to start feeling the energy that flows between both of your hands and get used to what that feels like. For some people, it's
mm-hmm.
warm. For some people, it's cool. For some people, it tangles. For some people, it's a combination of two or three of them. And also, depending on what you're doing, that energy, the way it feels, may change. So you want to get used to that energy between your hands. Now, once you start getting used to feeling the energy between your hands with a couple of millimeters, centimeters, start opening your hands up wider and wider and wider. And once you start, I say when you're able to get about maybe about a half an inch to an inch, you can start putting your
mm-hmm.
hands, be it whichever hand is your strongest hand. Normally, if you're left-handed, your left hand is going to be your stronger hand or the hand that'll receive energy. Or if you're right-handed, your right hand is going to be the stronger hand or the ones that receive energy. And by receiving energy, I mean being able to feel energy, not actually taking it in. I mean be able to feel energy. You want to put your hands over objects. Start with the objects in your home that have your natural energy into it, and you can actually start to feel that energy. Like, start with your couch or your bed or the chair that you sit in the most, the pots that you use the most. Put your hands over top. I'm saying pots because I love to cook, but for you, it might be a pen because you write a lot, whatever. Just put your hands over and start to feel that energy, and then branch out. And when you go to a store, start to and this is where a thrift store or antique store comes in great for this. However, you do need to learn how to cleanse the energy once you go home. But for this practice, thrift stores, antique stores are perfect. Go to there and start just hover over whatever's in that store and start to feel the different energies that come off of there. That way you know the difference between your energy and someone else's energy. And this is a great way to help you learn energies. However, I will say, though, when you do this practice, especially going to thrift stores and antique stores and things like that, or vintage stores, you want to make sure that you cleanse your hands properly. So keep a bottle of Florida water on you, or some holy water, or a cleansing
water
spray,
too.
A sage spray or something. Or you can also cheat the sprays by putting a couple of essential oils in a hand sanitizer. You can put a sage, clary sage and hand sanitizer, or rosemary essential oil and a hand sanitizer, or mix your hand sanitizer with a little bit of Florida water and keep that on you, so that way after you've done your practice, you can cleanse your hands right away, because you don't want to keep those other energies on you, especially if you know it's starting out, because you haven't been able to feel, you'll be able to feel the energy, but you haven't been able to feel the vibration behind the energy, so to speak. But that's just another way. Right now, working with chakras and you're trying to feel energies, that's like one of the cheapest and easiest way outside of the pendulum, where you can start learning how to feel energies. And it'll surprise you how much energy is out there. We picked up, and there's so much science out there now that proves that energies, things that we cannot see, these vibrations are in us and all around us, and they're influencing us. So it's a great way to start getting into that and seeing for yourself that this stuff is really true. Like, people are not crazy when you talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My I just kind of want to touch on this real quick. Like, when I started to feel the energy within my hands, I remember my father and my uncle used to play this game where they would tap on your hands, and then they would take their fingers and pull, like they were pulling a string out of your hand. And it really felt, when you closed your eyes, it really felt like there was something coming out of your hand. It was so amazing to me. I was always like, well, how did they do this trick? Until I started learning about chakras, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, was that something that they did, you know? And I remember you actually doing a video where you was talking about rubbing your hands together. And I'm like, okay, that is probably similar to what they used to do, because it really, you could feel that energy. You could feel like it was a string coming out from out of your hand. And it's like, and it tickled, it tingled. It was like, oh my gosh, it felt so real. So it is amazing when you start to really open your mind and receiving, allowing yourself to receive that energy that you have, that power that you have to feel, and the sensitivity level, I'm sorry, that I'm getting tongue tied, it starts to heighten. So it, before you know it, I feel like we should say, like, in the beginning, it may feel like a challenge when you're trying to learn and understand how to play around with your energy and how to feel it. But if you keep practicing, it's like nothing. You'll start to, even somebody being next to you, you could just feel it. You can probably take your hands and hold it out and just be like, you know what, I just feel like, this either is negative or is good or whatever, you can actually feel that energy. So,
well, speaking of
practice, because some people just don't.
People.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, speaking of other people, one of the easiest ways to sense energy is working with your sex partner. Like, when you have a sex partner, and, you know, y'all sexual energy is connected and y'all have sex on a regular basis, you'll naturally feel their presence before you see them.
Yeah,
and that's another way to sense the energy. Just be in tune with that. You'll naturally feel the presence, or when you, because y'all have built that energy
up
together.
Even if they're not there.
Yeah, you'll know when they're thinking about you, because you'll start thinking about them, or they'll call you like, you know, I was just thinking about you, and that even happens with friendships where you know, me and Taima or me and Jay, I called on them. Like, I was just thinking about you. Well, I was just about to call you. Like, those little energy connections are there, so naturally
you pay attention
to that.
I was just about to call you the other day, and you called me, and I'm like, oh, my God, damn, somebody get ready to pick up this phone. It is. It's wild. So, I mean, people don't really take that into consideration. They look at it as, that's a coincidence. That's nothing. It's just, no. It's not a coincidence.
Really.
That shit is so powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. Okay, so let's bring it back. So now that we know how to, a few ways to assist energy, let's get into manifesting.
I was manifesting.
I'm like, did I just make that word? What is going on? Talk about manifesting. I'm manifesting words
that
don't exist.
So it's okay.
Right? I'm manifesting words that don't exist. Okay, so what's manifesting? Let's get into that more. For ways to manifest, or however y'all want to talk about manifesting. So for me, y'all know I like spells. So I want to give a spell for the third eye, and with this particular spell, it's a spell that I personally like to use it with the third eye. However, you can use it with your sacral chakra. To me, it's just a little bit more extra work to use it with your sacral chakra, and you still end up using your third eye anyway. So what it is that what you're going to do is you're going to think about what it is that you want to manifest, whatever that is. You have to be very detailed of what it is you want it to look like, what it is like. Like, let's say you're manifesting a job. You want to think about, you want to use your third eye, open it up. And normally when people open up the third eye, they let the third eye guide them. In this instance, you're guiding your third eye to give your third eye the vision. You're also going to have a pen and paper next to you while you're doing this. So as you open up your third eye, and really quickly, a great way to get used to work with the third eye and open up your third eye is with a breath meditation. And what you do is you close your eyes, and with each breath in, you're going to imagine your third eye, which is between your eyebrows. You're going to imagine the eye right there closed, and with each breath in, the third eye is closed, but with each breath out, as you blow out, you're going to imagine that third eye opening. You're going to keep doing this until you can actually feel it. If you do this a couple of times, normally takes about maybe about 10 times. After like the 10th breath, you can normally feel the third eye opening as you do it. So you're going to breathe in, and then as you breathe out, feel your third eye opening. Keep your natural eyes closed, but feel your third eye opening that's between your eyebrows. So once you feel the opening, then you want to still keep your eyes closed, and you want to start picturing exactly what it is. So, okay, so if this is a job, you need to know exactly what type of job it is that you want. And when I say what type of job it is, I don't mean the entry-level position. I mean at the very end, what is your end goal? Not the beginning goal, what is your end goal? So if you want to be a CEO, imagine yourself being a CEO of the company. Walk around the office. What does your office look like? How is your office decorated? How does it smell? What is the view from outside your window? Do your windows open? What are you wearing? What type of decrees and lists and stuff are you giving to your secretary? What does your secretary look like? You want to get into this. Now, as you're doing this, you are going to be writing on paper. Once you get into your vision and your vision is clear how you want it to look, you want to start writing on paper. But here's the key. You're letting spirit write what it wants to write as you are envisioning this with your third eye. So it may be scribble scrabble. It may be little pictures. It may be little dots. However spirit writes it, let spirit write it that way. Don't worry about trying to read it. Now, once you're done with your vision manifestation with your third eye, and you have everything written down, and if you feel like your third eye vision is getting out of your control, where it's starting to, because in the beginning, it's hard to control your third eye. So if your fears start to take over and your third eye start manifesting that, stop writing. Come back to your original vision, start over again, and then pick up writing again. Once you're done with it, that paper that you wrote on will now basically be in your own spiritual handwriting. So then you can take that paper and you can do one of two things. You can use it as a petition paper, and you can literally dress your candle or put it in a mojo bag or put it in a dial and then feed your mojo bag and dial, or dress your candle and put the petition paper under the candle, or if you're using a 7-day candle, you can tape it to the candle. Or you can take that petition paper and burn that paper and turn it into a powder, and now this is a specific manifestation powder for this specific goal. And you're not going to use it a lot. You're going to use it a little by little over time. And you can also redo this process to get more powder. Just make sure you always have a little bit of the old powder left, and you can dress your candles with it, or you can turn it into an oil and dress your candles, your dials, feed your mojo bags, or whatever with that, make a jar from it with that powder. And now that particular thing you want to manifest, you have a whole ritual, whole spell for that particular goal, and you also have a powder to go with it. So that's one way you can manifest using the third eye. And again, you can use it using your sacral chakras, sacral chakra. I can talk. You can do the same thing with your sacral chakra. However, one hand is going to be rubbing your sacral chakra or the area your sacral chakra is in, while the other hand is writing, but you're still going to have to use your third eye to envision the process. So you're still using the third eye. That's why I say you can use the sacral chakra, but you're still going to use the third eye anyway. So that's one way for me. That's the manifestation spell that I have used, and it has worked. And you'd be surprised. And the reason why I say you want the end goal is because your focus is the end goal, not the little steps to get there. That's going to happen, but your focus is the end goal. You'll be surprised. You'll be in the moment of your end goal, looking around like, this is exactly how I envisioned it, and not even realize that you're there. Okay, so...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Who wants to go next on manifesting with chakras, or however you want to... How to do it?
I have a really, really quick one that I actually use myself for the throat chakra. And this is going to be, I mean, men can do it if you use lip balm, or women for lipstick. I add crystal oils. Like most, the crystal that I use the most is for my third chakra, or third chakra, throat chakra. For the throat chakra is the we can't get it together tonight. is chrysocolla. So if say you have a job interview and you want to feel well spoken, or expressing yourself in the way that you see yourself and that you want to express yourself, or you have a speaking engagement that you have to speak in front of a large group of people, or anything like that. As far as communication goes, self-expression, that's all your throat chakra. And chrysocolla will help you with manifestation and to activate that chakra and stimulate that chakra. So I create a chrysocolla crystal oil, and I add that to my lipstick, whatever lipstick I'm going to be wearing for that day, or my lip balm. You can either add it to, or you can create your own lipstick or lip balm and add the oil to it, and that's a spell right there. Your crystal will create that energy and help you have that high energy to manifest that whatever that job interview goes well, you do very well in your speaking engagement. There's a spell for you guys.
I just want to throw in a shameless plug, because if you don't want to create the lip balm yourself, you can hire me and Taima, because she does the crystal thing, I do the natural thing, and then we can create a lip balm for you, boo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, collab. We collaborate often, so.
Like, that'll work with no problem. But I'm sorry, Jay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do you ever put, like, like the little stone, like a little chip in it as well? I can't even get the words out. Y'all, I don't know what is going on tonight. I'm sorry, y'all.
Going on.
I'm trying to get it out, but about the oils, but have you ever, like, thought about, like, or ever did put, like a little stone, like a little chip inside of the lip balm?
Yes,
or
yes, absolutely. You can put a little chip down in there. You know, it's not like that it's going to, you know, you're going to swallow it or anything. It's going to be embedded into the lipstick or balm or whatever it is that you're going to be using on your lips. So, yeah, a crystal works just as well. The crystal oil holds the same energy as a crystal. The only reason that I use the crystal oils is because they're a lot more versatile. I can make a crystal oil for my throat chakra specifically, and then I can use that to dress the candles within my ritual that I'm also going to be doing with my ritual prior to, you know, this event. Of course, I always, you know, do a ritual. So I would use it to dress my candles. I will use it to anoint myself, my space, my body. And so that's the only reason that I would create a crystal oil, because it would just be more versatile for me to use on the overall spell.
Can I just add in there that if you're going to create something, I just want to add one thing. If you're going to create something like a lip balm or like a lotion, if you're going to create something like a lip balm or a lotion or something like that, it's better to create a crystal oil, because you can use the indirect method as opposed to putting a crystal in it. Because some crystals are toxic, so something like blood flow, which has iron in it, you do not want to put that actually into the lotion or into the lip balm. But you can make a crystal oil with the indirect method and use the crystal oil and put that directly into the lip balm. So for some things, you put on a crystal, you work, you want the oil
I was thinking of a rose quartz, but yeah, I got y'all. I was like,
yeah,
hey,
I mean,
if I had like a little teeny chip of a rose quartz.
Yes, I mean, and you know, I you know, crystal cola is it has the components of azurite and malachite, and malachite is a toxic stone. So you don't want to have crystal cola sitting around in your, you know, in your lipstick. So I would use the oil for the crystal cola for the throat chakra.
Okay, so because that is a toxic stone, you would still use some oil to create the.
Yes, because you can create. Yeah, you can create oil or elixirs using the indirect method, like Dia just said, the stone doesn't actually touch or contaminate your oil or your water or whatever it is you're going to be creating.
Absolutely. Got it. Well, I will just say real quick for the throat chakra piece, chanting is really good. It's a good method. So if you create something that you can say consistently that works for you when you are putting that intention out there, just that. Erotic talk, just talking, like having a sensual, just like either erotic poetry that you can say out loud. It just does something. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I mean, especially if you're with your partner and you're doing like a one-on-one and you're bouncing off at each other, I just think that it's just an awesome method to do. So, I mean, that's something that you can do. And it's kind of considered a ritual. To me, it is. So, yeah. If y'all don't think it is, light y'all damn candle and then do it and see what happens. I'm telling you.
Where is your wine, Jade? I think you need a drink.
I need one.
I do.
Light y'all candle. Light a candle. No.
I think you need this chakra alive. You snapped over there. What is going on?
These lights going out all the time while we on this show. My computer don't get out twice, y'all. I can't do it. But anyway, yeah. So that's just something I just wanted to throw out real quick.
Okay. So for the next one I want to throw out, I want to talk about the air chakra and how you can use the air chakra to work with all your other major chakras when using natural sounds. So when you're using natural sounds, the bass or the deeper the sound works for the lower chakras, and the higher the pitch goes up or the tonation goes up work with the higher chakras. So when you're out in nature, natural sounds actually soothe the ear. So natural drumming, that's good for, we all know it's good for the root chakra. It's also good for the sacral chakra. When you get the sounds of water and waves, that's good for the, you know, the solar plexus, the heart, and those things. When you get to the sounds of birds chirping, you know, that's where they get the idea of food from. That's good for the higher chakra, like your crown chakra, your third eye chakra, and to an extent your throat chakra, but not so much. Throat chakra is really more so, at least for me, it's more so better to work with water sounds for the throat chakra. But however, while you're listening to these natural sounds, not only is it working with all your chakras, it's also how clearing out and flowing your ear chakra. So that's right. One little tip that I want to throw out there. Dancing is also, like you said earlier, it's great for working with all the chakras. Not necessarily like the, I wouldn't necessarily care about like the beat so much, because that gangles with the air chakra. But when you think about the dance moves and just letting your hands flow and move without without a structure, without a purpose, just letting your hands flow to the beat, letting your feet flow to the beat. That's opening up your minor chakras, letting your hips move, letting your breath sway, letting your stomach move, rotating your hips, moving your wrist around, bending and straightening your knees as you do certain moves, which also can kind of seem like yoga or like ballet, depending on what dances you're doing. These also help to align the chakras and help to
Absolutely.
Also work with the minor chakras, which we use more so than the major chakras. So these are like just get tips that, you know, help out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anybody
it's
else?
Okay to listen to different kind of music, but I do want to kind of throw out there when you're doing something that you are, and you're utilizing dancing for an intention to really do like a ritual where you're trying to work a spell, I would not really have music playing where there is vocal. I would do more of if there's a song that you like and you're like, oh, this is a banging song, but it's got a lot of cussing, it's got a lot of stuff going on in the vocal piece of it, you can Google or YouTube the instrumental and dance off of that and just find it like within your mind, your intention, and just go that way. That works best for me because sometimes some things are just, if it's violent or if it's a lot of cussing or whatever and your intentions is loving and you're trying to just put out a different kind of intention than what your ear chakra is hearing, you want to have a balance there. So I would kind of watch what is being said on the song if you are really doing a ritual piece when you are doing the dance and utilizing the dance moves to kind of work with your chakras and manifest from your chakra points.
Well, definitely. If you're using music to manifest and work with your chakras, you definitely want to pay attention to the lyrics. I mean, before you even turn on the song to dance to, you need to sit there and actually listen to, or I prefer, instead of listening to it because it already draws you into the song, pulling up the lyrics and reading the lyrics and literally seeing what it says without the beat behind it. And that way you can decide for yourself, is this a good song for what it is I'm trying to manifest and for the ritual that you're trying to do. So a lot of times
Absolutely.
We have our favorite song, we'll get in the ritual, we get in the mood, and it'll be those couple of verses. We're like, what the hell? Hold up. Wait a minute. So you definitely want to pull up. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
You definitely want to pull
up.
That's
why I said, if it's something you like, if it's something that you really like, you're like, damn, but I like that song. I like to dance off that song. Then find the instrumental piece to that song and rock with that beat. And I'm telling you, you'll have the same effect. But just think and have your mind, because really you're supposed to be focused anyway. So the song and all the gibberish within the beat is just too much to me. Some people will say they can deal with it, but just for me, I just like for it to be, you know, just it just seems more balanced when it's not that, you know, depending on the song. So yeah.
Yeah, you can use songs for different things. Like for the songs that do have those test words and all the other stuff, absolutely. That's great to work with the root chakra or with the crown chakra if we're working on protection. However, I will say, though, if you're going to use it to work with your crown chakra for protection, be careful because you can create a situation where you need protection as opposed to just having general protection so the situation never manifests. So in that same instance, you want to make sure you know which chakra you're working with and you know the lyrics of the song and be very clear with the purpose of why you're doing it.
Right.
And basically, you can work to protect with that way anyway. You should work with the root chakra and not the crown chakra. Because the root chakra will help you protect against situation where the crown chakra, while you work with the crown chakra, listen to the lyrics, it will more so create the situation. You'll be protected in a situation, but one will avoid the situation whole, the other will protect you in a situation where, with the crown chakra, it'll protect you in a situation, but if you work with the root chakra, you'll just miss the whole situation in general.
Right.
So, yeah. But ladies, you know how I am about the time, and it's about that time to wrap it up. I'm about to play the wrap it up music. So is there anything else anybody wants to say about chakras before we wrap this up?
I think we hit everything.
Okay. That was a long pause. I was just about to say, okay, that's a long pause, so I guess we good.
I was just saying, if I say something, somebody else, look, it just happened a couple of times, so I said, let me pause and just let me see if anybody else said anything. But I'm good. We did. Like Shaima was saying, we rocked it in tonight, so even though in the beginning it was low. We did good.
Okay.
So if anybody has any questions, they just gotta check us out and in our group and we'll give that information shortly.
Oh, that's right. Come to our group. Okay, so before we close our fast couple announcements, in June we are starting on our new platform. Yeah, buddy, we're starting out with a little bit of a longer show, adding more of the sacred moon into sacred moonlight. So our next show will be June 19th on our new Sacred Moonlight platform. Sacred Moonlight has moved from WCLT Talk Radio to its own Sacred Moonlight platform to make it easier to find for all the people who just can't seem to get it together like we couldn't get it together tonight. So that's our next show will be about the Summer Solstice of Fire Energy hosted by our beautiful Taima of Taima's Gems. So follow us to get the information on the new number. The new number that you could call in, it's still going to be on Blog Talk Radio, so it's just really a new number. And to find out how we're going to work that new platform again, that will be June 19th. The next topic will be Summer Solstice and Fire Energy. Also, don't forget to contact us in our Facebook group, or you can contact us at sacredmoonlighters@gmail.com if you have topics that you would like for us to cover. So with that being said, let's go ahead and start with Taima. Tell the people who you are, what you do, and where they can find you.
Okay, I am Taima of Taima Gem. I am a crystal purveyor, intuitive crystal purveyor, certified crystal healer, and you can find me at TaimaGems.com. And I am the crystal conjurer.
Crystal conjurer.
Yes.
She really is a crystal conjurer, y'all. I don't know why she's missing that one, because she is the crystal conjurer. Anybody else say they are? It's fake. It's fake.
You're wrong.
It's imitation.
Okay, you're wrong.
It's imitation.
Exactly. The original. So, yes, you can find me at TaimaGems.com, Instagram, Facebook, Taima Gems, as well as we talked about distant healing. I have discounted my distant healing services, so check that out on my website. And I have just uploaded some new crystal chakra sets, so make sure you check those out as well.
Boom. All right, Jay, tell the people who you are, what you do, and where they can find you.
Y'all can check me out. All right, you can check us out on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on Erotic Talk Radio. So I have a show as well. You can check me out if you want anything dealing with sacred womb healing at sacredwombhealing.com. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram as WombGoddess69. So, yeah. Check
okay,
me out.
Let's answer the first two. Can we answer these first two questions? Who are you and what do you do? We got where we can find you. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm a womb goddess. I'm the sacred womb goddess of womb awakening, womb healing. So, yeah, that's what I do. I do consultations, cards, womb awakening sessions. So, yeah, you can contact me for all of that. Y'all want some toys? Y'all can contact me for that, too. I'm here. All right, Queen Goddess, what you got?
I was going to let you do a redo with that and clean it up. You want a redo? You want a redo?
No, I want a redo. Y'all got me. Just check me out.
All right. For those of you who don't know, my name is Gia, a.k.a. Ori of OriOasis.com, and I talk really fast, so listen up. I am your biblical conjurer, your sacred conjure woman, your astrologer, your diviner, your spiritual consultationer, and all things and anything in between. To find out anything else you need to know about me, go to my website, OriOasis.com. That's OriOasis.com. You can find me on all social media there because all the links are up there. So, yeah, also, as we close out, don't forget to follow us on our sacred, not only on our individual stuff, but also on Sacred Moonlight. We are on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. We also have a Facebook page. We have a Facebook group. What else? Coming soon will be our YouTube, which will be uploading different things on there. And I think that's it. Again, if you have any comments, questions that you'd like us to answer on the show or topics you'd like us to talk about, email us at sacredmoonlighters@gmail.com. With that, y'all, this show has been fun. Have a blessed one.
All right, everybody. Peace.
Bye, everybody.